The Universities of Wisconsin Board of Regents took a U-turn this week, voting 11-6 to approve a deal negotiated with Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss after a vote on the very same deal failed just days earlier. At stake was hundreds of millions of dollars for employee pay raises, building construction, and constraining programming related to diversity, equity, and inclusion. We should note, PBS Wisconsin is part of UW-Madison.
Last Saturday, this board faced one of its toughest votes in memory.
Saturday's vote of the UW Board of Regents failed 9-8, with all who voted against the deal being appointed or reappointed by Democratic Governor Tony Evers. The board had called three special meetings over several days this week, one of which was closed to the public and possibly violated notice requirements under the state's open meetings law. Some regents who changed their votes from no to yes did so with distress.
Speaker Voss's definition of DEI is division, exclusion, and indoctrination. He has created and perpetuated this battle here in Wisconsin. We aren't walking around arguing about DEI.
Those who voted no both times were resolute.
I fear that acceptance of this tactic will only embolden its adherents, leading to a never-ending cycle of brinkmanship, simply to extract a politically motivated policy concession that they don't have the power to legislate.
Some who voted yes both times still didn't like the deal.
This deal, distasteful though it is, in my judgment, and on balance, gives us a better ability to serve not only those students, but all students.
But others saw it necessary to compromise.
Because I feel it's my fiduciary duty to put the needs of the system in front of any personal opinion I may hold.
The vote ended with the resolution passing 11-6.
The motion carries.
The Legislative Black Caucus held a press conference condemning the move.
It is discriminatory towards students, faculty, and staff of color because their experiences should never have a price tag.
Speaker Voss released a statement saying, quote, "Our caucus objective has always been aimed at dismantling the bureaucracy and division related to DEI and reprioritizing our universities towards an emphasis on what matters, student success and achievement." Governor Tony Evers in his own statement said, quote, "This vote today represents a vast overreach by a group of Republicans who've grown exceedingly comfortable overextending, manipulating, and abusing their power to control, subvert, and obstruct basic functions of government."
That was Marissa Wojcik reporting.